Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Yes, indeed. We are the Odd Couple. I am Chris. He is Rob. Coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios.
We'll do it live.
And you can follow us on social media. I am at Chris_Broussard on Twitter. ChrisBroussard68 on Instagram. Rob is at RobParkerFSR on Instagram and at RobParkerFS1 on Twitter. We got Greg Jennings, Super Bowl champion and one of the world's greatest natural bodybuilders and a Fox Sports NFL analyst joining us at the bottom of the hour. And then we got Inside the Parker. And you know what? I never miss Inside the Parker.
I never listen to it,
so I never miss it.
I didn't say all that. I just said I never miss it.
You laughed.
Well, you know, it's a good show. It's funny. It's a funny show.
It's a funny show. Is that what it is? This is a sitcom? Is that what this is now? I thought it was a radio show.
Radio. All right.
A radio.
Rob, let's talk about some rookie quarterbacks. You mentioned Davis Mills is starting tonight for the Houston Texans. He's a rookie, but he's not in this conversation. Because this conversation is going to revolve around the top rookie draft picks. And Mike Lombardi, who we actually worked with briefly, right?
Yes.
When he was at FS1, it was a short stay, but he was here for a moment.
When we first got there, right?
Yep.
Right? When we
yep.
first
And
started.
I liked Mike. Yep. I liked
Mike
him.
Is a great guy.
Yeah, yep. Really good guy, very knowledgeable. You know, worked in the league and the NFL for a long time in the front office and actually worked with the New England Patriots, if I'm not mistaken, right?
Yeah, I think he used to hold the tripod for the camera, but that's another story.
That's not what it says on his resume. It just has some type of special title that he was with New England.
Video
in the
coordinator.
Belichick era, right.
Right, yeah, okay.
Right, but former NFL general manager Mike Lombardi. He was on the Straight Fire podcast, another podcast I never miss, with Jason McIntyre and our own.
Boy.
Rob
he was
G.
slumming this morning, Rob G.
I know. I'm shocked that y'all got Mike Lombardi to come on y'all podcast, Rob G.
Yeah, it cost a lot of money, but we'll be all right.
you're
that took away y'all
now.
Whole 2022 budget, huh?
That's right.
But anyway, here's what he said, and this might surprise you, Rob.
Yeah. All through the draft, you know, all we heard about was how ridiculous it would have been to trade up for Mac Jones, how he wasn't worth the third pick in the draft. Twitter dominated that narrative, right? Mac Jones isn't good enough. The 49ers only made that trade to get Trey Lance. There's no way you should trade up to get him. Justin Fields is better than Mac Jones is by far the best rookie quarterback. He's by far the best rookie. He didn't go to a playoff team. You know, he went to a team and he's just feeling his oats. They haven't really developed. They haven't gelled as an offensive unit yet up in New England. They're going to take some time.
All right. So he's giving major league love to Mac Jones. Look, Boomer Esiason, Rob, a former NFL MVP. A lot of people might not notice. You see Boomer on TV as a commentator and he looks old, not old for, you know, he looks good for his age, but, you know, he's older to the millennials. And you don't know, Boomer was a good player.
He's not a Hall of Famer,
but he was a good quarterback and actually won an MVP one year. But he said something similar, Rob. I do think he kind of pumped the brakes a little bit later, but he did say something similar on WEEI in Boston. Here he is.
Who would be the first quarterback taken?
Well, I think Mac Jones would be. I mean, I think everybody sees that, and he's in the perfect offense. But again, you have to remember that Jacksonville's starting over, the Jets are starting over. Trey Lance is sitting on the bench just waiting for Jimmy Garoppolo to go down eventually. So I think in the situation that these quarterbacks find themselves in, Mac is in the best situation for a young quarterback to be supported by his team, by his coaching staff.
See, Rob,
Hello?
I agree with the set. I'll just say this and then turn it over to you. I agree with the second part of Boomer's statement. There's no way I think Mac Jones would be the number one pick. If it's Jacksonville, they taking Trevor Lawrence. There's nothing we've seen in these first 2 weeks that would convince me they wouldn't be taking Trevor Lawrence.
Right.
So I disagree with that. But
a little, yeah. This is that New England roots, Chris. You know, I know he doesn't work there anymore. But to say that he's the best quarterback out there, he's in the best situation. The Jets are terrible. I don't care who you put in there as a rookie quarterback, Chris. Jacksonville, Urban Meyer, that's nice. Is he playing? Is he suiting up? Hello? They stink. Put Mac Jones on Jacksonville. Don't tell me they're winning games.
It'd be ugly. It'd be ugly.
Or put him in with the Jets. Come on, man. Mike, we got better than that. That's too easy. That's picking the low-hanging fruit. Come on. That's just way too. They went out, the New England Patriots went out and spent more money than I spent on a backpack. That's what they did. They went out and they loaded up. And to make it like, they won 7 games. 3 starters opted out on COVID. Their quarterback was hurt.
Well, 6 players, yeah, 3 starters.
6 over, 3 starters, Chris. You know, their quarterback went down. He had COVID. Came back, never was the same. They still won 7 games. Don't act like it was bare bones and there's nothing there. Then they went out and Bill Belichick had a Christmas list and spent money like it was going out of style, like it came out of Tom Brady's back pocket.
$70 million, I believe.
Yes. We never saw them spend that kind of money, Chris. Have we? The Patriots?
No. I'm with you, Rob. And it's just funny to me that our old buddy – Mike Lombardi said that, like, and he didn't go to a playoff team. Like,
right,
there's
right.
levels to this, Mike. And I
7
hope, Rob,
wins
he,
is not that far.
Right.
Because the Bears made it at 8-8. What is
the
he talking about?
Between 7-9 and the Jaguars? Come on.
Right.
1-15? And Rob G, get on the mic. Because this is a pet peeve of ours, especially Rob Parker's.
Yes. You already
did
know.
You
go ahead. Tell him.
Did you follow up?
Did you follow up?
Did you say, hold on, Mike? Yeah, they didn't make the playoffs, but don't tell me there's the same where New England is and where Jacksonville. I bet you sat there with a smile on your face. Yeah. You're right.
Well,
what'd you do?
I did not participate in that interview. I don't participate in
did
that interview.
Did Jason follow up or push back?
No.
See? Rob
he
G.
chuckled and smiled, didn't he?
Right.
A little bit, yeah. Something like that.
But the point is, there's nothing wrong with it. Just say, dude, come on. It's not the same team. It's not the same circumstance. The Jets and the Jaguars are god-awful. Stop it.
Well, you know what, I will give, I guess, Jason credit in this, in that Mike has been on the Mac Jones train long before he started in New England. He was one of the guys who said at the time, the reason why San Francisco traded up to number 3 was for right. Mac Jones. And he's the one who's been saying since then, the only reason they didn't take him is because they got spooked by the fallout from the fans in the Bay Area, that why would you trade up for a guy like Mac Jones?
Right.
Well, look, and I like Mac Jones. You guys know I've picked New England to make the playoffs. And I think that Belichick is bringing him along the right way. I don't even want to put him in the same sense as Tom Brady, but it's reminiscent of, you know, he didn't give Brady too much early on, and that's what he's doing with Mac Jones. He's letting the defense and the running game win the games, and Mac Jones just has to, you know, be a solid game manager.
Because what do we have on the stats from Mac Jones? One touchdown and no picks? Is that all
right.
he has?
Yep. And again, they're 1-1, and that's fine. I mean,
and they've been an
I
awful
think
Jets
gradually
team.
– Right. I think gradually, though, they'll add more to his plate. But bottom line is there's no way he'd be the number one pick in this draft. Now, 5 years from now, when Jacksonville's had a chance to build a team, and maybe not even 5 years, 3 years, 4 years from now, and the Jets, you know, we've seen Zach Wilson for a while, and Trey Lance gets, you know, when Garoppolo probably gets hurt and then Trey Lance is in there. And, you know, after a little while and we've seen these guys, then eventually you do say, look, the quarterbacks that's winning the most is the better one. But not
you know what?
After
you
two
know what
games.
It would be like, Chris? It would be like after we saw Lonzo Ball for a few years. But you could say if they redid the draft, he wouldn't be the second pick. It's not to say that he couldn't play or he wouldn't be in the top 10. But after watching him, right, for 3 years, would you agree with that? He would not be picked second.
Oh, no. No way. No way. He wouldn't even be the first point guard taken.
No.
De'Aaron Fox would have went ahead of him. I can't remember who was first in that draft. But, yeah, I don't know if it was – I don't remember if it was a point guard or not. But it wouldn't have – Lonzo wouldn't have went second, that's for sure. And Magic certainly wouldn't have said that his records were in peril. right? It would Lonzo. But Rob, yeah, I agree with you. The bottom line is Mac Jones is in a great situation. He is in a great situation for him. And he's got a defense. He's got an offensive line. He's got a running game. He's got a very good coaching staff.
That stuff matters.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And we've seen, Rob, you know, everybody gets hyped about the superstar quarterbacks now. And I get it. It's great to have one, right? But, Rob, we've seen plenty of teams win it without a superstar quarterback.
You don't have to have. Just don't turn the ball over at the worst time, right? Take control of the ball. We saw it with Baltimore when they had that. Who was it? Brad Johnson with Baltimore? No,
it was Trent Dilfer with Baltimore.
Brad Johnson was with Tampa.
Tampa.
Right?
Yeah.
And they had both of those teams, Chris, had great defenses. They used to score, get an interception and run it back. Like they were scoring like 15 points a game or whatever it was. Those defenses were so good. And you didn't, and the quarterback didn't have to do that much.
Right. Just be smart. Like you said, Jim McMahon going back to the 85 Bears. As you said, every one of those teams had a superior defense that won with a pedestrian quarterback. So it can be done. But I just think you got to pump the brakes on this. I mean, right now, Rob, go ahead.
I got information. Just let me read this. Because the Jones thing. Okay, currently sixth in the NFL in completion percentage, right? So you look at that and you go, wow, that's great. But his ADOT, A-D-O-T, the average depth of target, currently sits at 5.7, which is 27th in the league, right? That's Football Focus. And Jones has just 15 pass attempts that have traveled beyond 10 yards and just 5 that have gone over 20. So you just said that. They have the training wheels on them, and they're not letting him make mistakes or do anything, because when you throw a ball 5 yards, Chris, good chance that it's not going to be intercepted. When you throw it 10, 15, 20, 30, there's a chance that somebody could pick it off. It's pretty simple.
And look, I don't want this segment, at least on my end. I'm not sure where you're at on him, Rob. You could tell us in a moment. But I don't want this to come off like a hating Mac Jones conversation. I actually like Mac Jones. Like I said, I've picked him to lead or be carried, whatever you want to call it, but to help the Patriots get to the playoffs. I do think he'll have the best rookie season because he'll win the most games and he's in the best situation. What I'm pushing back on is the notion that he is the best individual quarterback in this draft after 2 games. I still think Trevor Lawrence has, I believe, 4 touchdowns and 5 interceptions. I still think he's the best quarterback in this draft. I still think Trey Lance has incredible potential. And Justin Fields as well. So I'm just saying, I'm not ready to go where Lombardi and maybe Boomer Esiason is. Boomer, you know, I'm not sure exactly where he was, but he did say he would be number 1 draft pick. And Rob, even after all we've seen, there's no way I think Urban Meyer takes Mac Jones over Trevor Lawrence if the draft was tomorrow knowledge we've seen.
Nope. It wouldn't have happened. Nope.
Right.
I totally agree. That's revisionist history because it just wouldn't happen.
All right, it is the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob, and it's your turn to weigh in. Are you with Mike Lombardi on Mac Jones, that he is the best quarterback in this draft, period, the end? Or are you like Rob and I who think he's good, but way too early to say he's the best quarterback? He's simply in the best situation. All right, 877-99 on Fox, 877-996 6369, iCouple, Fox Sports Radio.
Speaking of the best, Chris, we all want to perform at our best, right? Whether we're traveling or on the go or hitting the gym, no matter what we're doing.
No doubt, man. But aging, Rob, aging makes it tough. You know, your joints and your stamina and all that. It makes it tough to maintain that daily drive. But that's why it's time for us to fight back against the clock with M-Drive.
M-Drive is the everyday supplement for driven men who simply refuse to let age beat them. I'm not
men
having
like
it.
Rob Parker.
You're not having it. That's right. I'm still a young buck.
Well, here's how it beats back the clock, Rob. It's packed with clinically tested ingredients. All right, it supports healthy testosterone levels. It helps get you lean and mean and energized to stay at the top of your game, no matter your age.
That's right. So you need to go and visit mdriveformen.com to try it out for yourself. And here's a great part of this deal. You get 20% off your first order with the promo code, wait for it. Type it in your phone, write it down. Odd Couple. Pretty simple. There's a free shipping attached to that and a 60-day money-back guarantee. You cannot lose with this deal.
Look, fellas, aging's inevitable. I know you try to lie to yourself. You try to act like you're what you used to be. You're not! But we can fight back with M-Drive, all right? So visit mdriveformen.com. You get more energy, you get more lean muscle, and you'll get healthy T support that your body needs. Save 20%, as Rob said, with the code ODDCOUPLE.
That's mdriveformen.com. Don't let age beat you. Hey, Chris.
Yep. Go get M-Drive!
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's me, three-time Pro Bowler LeVar Arrington, and I couldn't be more excited to announce a new podcast called Up On Game. What is Up On Game, you ask? Along with my fellow Pro Bowler TJ Hushmanzada and Super Bowl champion, yep, that's right, Plexico Burress. You can only name a show with that type of talent on it, Up On Game. We're going to be sharing our real-life experiences loaded with teachable moments. Listen to Up On Game with me, LeVar Arrington, TJ Hushmanzada, and Plexico Burress on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts from.
All right, it's the Odd Couple on the TV Theme Song Thursday. Rob, who was your favorite sweat hog?
Well, I like Washington, right? He was a basketball player, but I would say Arnold Horseshack.
Mine was Washington, like you said.
Freddie Washington. He was a cool guy. Vinny Barbarino was funny.
He was the most popular.
Yeah, oh yeah.
John Travolta.
John Travolta was a big star when that was on. Are you kidding? Like everybody. Yep.
And that really skyrocketed his career, right? Yep. You know?
And he was probably, Chris, at that time, he's playing like a high school senior. He probably was 26 at that time.
Oh, yeah. Right. No, you're right. You're right. All of them probably.
Right.
All right. We're brought to you by Discover Card. Discover matches all the cash back that you earn on your credit card at the end of your first year. It's amazing. Because Discover is accepted at 99% of places in the United States that take credit cards. Learn more at discover.com/yes. 2021 Nielsen Report limitations do apply. 877-99 on Fox. Do you agree with Mike Lombardi that Mac Jones, hands down, best quarterback in this rookie class?
All right. Hey, let's start with Roberto in Orlando. Roberto in Orlando, you're on the Odd Couple O on Fox Sports Radio.
Everything's not
funny. Hey, fellas, first time caller, long time listener.
Thank you.
Thank you. I enjoy you guys' radio show. Keep doing
thank
what
you.
You're doing. I really enjoy it. But hey, I wanted to chime in a little bit on this Mike Lombardi article. Have we just become prisoners of the moment? I mean, my goodness, I don't agree at all. I think that Mac Jones is good. He's in a good situation, obviously, with New England and with Belichick, and I think that he's going to be very successful. But to say that he's the best quarterback hands down in this draft class, I just don't buy it. I'm a 49ers fan. I was getting ready to trade in all of my – or give back all of my 49ers gear if we had went up that far and drafted Mac Jones. I think that the big sense to this, the draft as well is drafting on, you know, the upside and potential. Right. And there's no way that you could justify to 49ers fans, for example, that Mac Jones was the pick at number three. I think all these quarterbacks went, to the best possible situation, you know, believe it or not. So, I don't know. I think that that's pretty –
Roberto, are you confident? I hate to use that. That's probably not the best word to use, but are you confident that Jimmy Garoppolo is going to get hurt at some point this season? And that's why they drafted the trade.
Unfortunately, not to give him any bad mojo, but I mean that's been his history, right? And it's pretty interesting as a 49er fan because you, as much as you believe in Kyle Shanahan, at the same time he hasn't won without Garoppolo. You know, he just hasn't. So
we often defend Garoppolo. What are they, 24 and 7, I believe?
All they do when he plays, starter. They win. I mean, you can say whatever you want, and the sample size, Chris, might not be that big, but the sample
but
that we
that's
have.
That's big enough, though, right? 24 and 7 when he plays, and 7 and 27 when he doesn't.
That's a big
same
a
defender,
big
same running game, same receiver, same coach, everything. So that's a huge difference. Thank you, Roberto.
Yeah, appreciate it, the support. Sergio in El Paso, our man Sergio, you're on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. What up?
What's up, Chris, Rob, Alex, Rob? Appreciate you guys, man.
Thank you, brother.
Buddy.
What up?
But no way, no how is Mac Jones the best quarterback in this draft, okay? First of all, Mac Jones is doing what he has to do, right, in that Patriots offense, which is a good thing. And just like the last caller, I'm also a Niner fan, and I'd never give up my fandom. But, you know, I would have
been
very
sick.
Upset.
You would have been sick if they picked Mac Jones, wouldn't you?
Yes. And it had nothing to do with Mac Jones. It had everything to do with the capital and just the fact that it didn't make sense to move up all that much. And, contrary to Adam Schefter, you know, whatever. But at the end of the day, Mac Jones is doing what he's supposed to do in that offense. And really, man, I mean, can you let these guys get to their first contract before you start talking in absolutes? I mean, please, like, that's just one thing. And I also don't agree with the fact that, you know, you guys say that Kyle is, like, the same with the same team without Jimmy G, but that's another conversation for another day. But, yeah, Mac Jones is not the best. And that's not to say he's not going to be successful, but I think you got to let it have too much time.
He's saying, Rob, is that Kyle, a lot of times when Garoppolo was injured, like last year, a lot of other guys were injured too, right? Nick Bosa and several other Kittle is out last year. So I get that, but that hasn't always been the case. I mean, when Garoppolo went there, they were 1-10, and he won 5 straight games right away. So, yeah, I think I get where he's coming from, but it's not totally true. All right, we got our man Greg Jennings coming up next. But first,
be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Greg Jennings.
The sultry sounds of the boss, Diana Ross. Perfect song for our next guest. He's a Super Bowl champion. He's one of the best natural bodybuilders in the world.
He's ripped.
He's a Fox Sports NFL analyst. Greg Jennings, what's up, man?
What's up, fellas?
How are you?
It's great to have you on, brother.
Hey,
it's great to be on. We're going to see how Rob is acting tonight.
I'm good tonight. I'm good. I'm in a good move, Greg.
This is a TV theme song Thursday. You're a little younger than us. I'll be interested to see what you say. What was your favorite sitcom growing up?
Growing up, it was Sanford and Son. Migrated to – yes, man.
You must have been watching reruns.
No, he was watching reruns, definitely.
I was definitely watching reruns. Grew up on the Cosby's. The Cosby Show, and then Martin, man.
Okay. Right. Those are good. Those are all good.
You know, on Sanford and Son, Richard Pryor was the first black writer on a television show. He wrote for that show. Quincy Jones made the music. That was a great show with Red Fox. Just a great
show. It was an awesome show.
Yeah, it was. All right, let's get to it. One of the games of the week, Tampa Bay, the L.A. Rams. Rob and I have talked about this a lot. I say that, Greg, that this is the first test, real test that Stafford's had since he's been in L.A. because we know his track record is that he's struggled mightily against good teams. He's 8-67 in his career against teams with winning records. And some people want to put all of that on Detroit. Obviously, you put a lot of it on him. But he did have Calvin Johnson. He did have a top five defense in 2014. He did have Jim Caldwell as a coach who won, you know, had a winning record 3 of his 4 years in Detroit. So a lot of it's on Stafford, too. How do you think he fares against Tampa? And do you agree this is a good test for him?
Oh, it's definitely a good test. All eyes will be watching this game simply because he finally has all those excuses, however we would like to look at them. They're gone. He has a great team. He has a great play caller. He has receivers. He has a running game. He has a defense. He has special teams play. It is all about can you deliver? And he doesn't have to do it himself. And that's the thing. He just has to be good enough to where they can get a win. And then we kind of look at them like, okay, maybe this is the real deal. But until he gets a signature win, there will always remain, rightfully so, question revolving around Matthew Stafford. And can he win a big, significant game?
I'm with you. And I've watched him from day one of his career. I've seen a lot of Stafford games. And, Greg, you're spot on. Let me ask you about Sam Darnold. Tonight they're playing the Texans, and Carolina has a chance to go 3-0. He's played well. No monster numbers, a 102 quarterback rating. But when you look at this and you look at him and go, was it him or was it the Jets and their dysfunction? Because he's gone to Carolina. I know they have a good defense and they have other things going on. But he's played pretty well for Carolina. It looks like it's a good match for them.
He has played really well for Carolina. I like what I see. I think when you look at his disposition, he's confident. He feels like he has the support, not only of the coaching staff, but of the team, the players around him, to where he doesn't feel like he has to do it all himself. He doesn't have to be the savior. And right. Sometimes that, for young quarterbacks coming in to bad situations, it's tough. Trevor Lawrence is dealing with it, but he's dealing with it with a head coach that is sharing that load in Urban Meyer. And so when you look at the Jets and their situation and what we've always known as the Jets, it's always Sanchez, Darnold. Can these guys be the piece that changes the landscape of the franchise and the direction of the organization?
Greg, you just brought up the Jets, and I want to go there with Zach Wilson. And I get it. He's a rookie. They're doing new stuff. They're trying to rebuild the Jets, and I have all that. But throwing 4 picks in 10 pass attempts bothers me. I mean, still, I don't care if you're a rookie or learning. Does that bother you, 4 interceptions and 10 passes?
Yeah, I mean, there's a learning curve,
and right, then I there's get it, just, right.
then there's that, then right. there's that, and that was just bad. When you think about guys who continue to get better, we're not asking these young guys to come into situations as bad as that and just be flawless. No, but you can't be the reason why you're that bad now when you're number one overall draft pick for this, or not number one overall, but right. the number one draft pick for that organization going into that year. It's like you have to be a part of what is good. And that doesn't mean it has to be good every single time you're under center. We understand that. I don't think anybody in this league is unrealistic in that regard. But when you see those type of performance, you start to question, should he be out there? Is the situation going to tear him down or build him up? And right now, it doesn't look good.
I think he has enough poise to where he will overcome it, but time will tell.
Greg, let's go to Dallas, and it's undeniable that Tony Pollard has outplayed Ezekiel Elliott so far, two games. If this continues, right? If this continues, can that become a problem in the locker room?
Look, it's a problem because of what they've paid Ezekiel Elliott and what his pay suggests that his play is. He's elite, and he's not even the best. He's not even the best back on their team. Like, he's just not. Like, the film.
Have you seen enough to say that? Lie. You're saying this is not just two games. You've seen enough to say.
I'm watching this film. Tony Pollard, he can catch out of the backfield. He hits the hole. He runs just as hard. He's probably even more explosive when he does get the ball in his hands, for sure. And so when you look at that, there's a lot that Ezekiel Elliott kind of gave up. When you shred like that and you lose that weight, you lose that extra girth, you lose that extra wearing ability of defenders, where we look at big backs and they're going to wear them down. And in the fourth quarter, you can then turn around and start handing it off because they're worn. That is no longer the Ezekiel Elliott that we saw in his first couple years. Now we see a completely different Ezekiel Elliott, and it doesn't look like he has that gear that he once had a few years back.
What did you make of Aaron Rodgers? You know, I call the Lions the General Hospital of the NFL because they always make teams, you know, get well in a hurry. But what did you make of Aaron's performance in that game? Four touchdowns. I think he only had four or five incompletions the whole day. You know, not over 300 yards, but they won pretty easily, and he looked good. What'd you think?
He looked sharp. And I think a lot of times we look at the Lions and it's like, whoa, well, it was the Lions. But we also have to look at it that it is the Lions, and you should look sharp. You should look laser-focused. You should be methodical, and that's what he was. It wasn't one of his better performances. I'm not going to go that far and be like, oh, my gosh, he looked lights out. No,
right.
He looked good. He looked as good as he should against the Detroit Lions for what we've known them to be. But it was good to see him come out with a focus, with intent to really change what we saw on the field against the New Orleans Saints in week one. Regardless of how he feels about it and what people may say, it was not good optics. It was not good football for Aaron Rodgers' standards, and he leveled that back out against the Detroit Lions.
Well, this week they're at San Francisco. What are the keys to that game, and who do you see winning that one?
Up front. It's been the trenches. Every time that since I was in Green Bay, it's been up front in the trenches on both sides of the football, offensive line, defensive line, who controls that battle, who wins that battle. And to be quite frank, the 49ers have out-physicaled the Green Bay Packers for years now, and that has to change. They exposed them a couple of years ago in the NFC Championship game, made them look like they did not even belong. And so when you look at that and you have that in the back pocket, you can try to forget it, but you don't. And the 49ers feel like we have their number. This is a team that we bully, and that's how they're going to approach it. So you're going to be forced, as the Green Bay Packers are, to change that in the way they play.
All right, that's our man, Greg Jennings. We appreciate the knowledge,
thanks,
as
Greg.
Always,
appreciate
brother.
Appreciate it.
Absolutely.
Have
hey,
a great
Greg,
weekend.
Go get a cinnamon bun with a lot of frosting on it, all right?
What's your snack? What's your snack tonight? An espresso with those chocolate espresso beans
night?
From Starbucks?
No, man, it's the salad. Come on, you guys.
That's your snack. That's the snack.
It's not a snack. I don't get snacks.
I only eat salads to make myself feel good before I eat a hamburger or something like
right,
that.
Right or something. Right.
I love the honesty, though. I love the honesty.
Right. I feel like, oh, at least I had a salad and
right,
not fries.
Right, right.
Now give
tricks.
Me a double greasy burger with cheese.
Give me a glazed donut burger, right? Whatever
yes.
they are.
When I get a cheat meal, I will make sure I send it to both of you so you can witness
yes.
what it is.
I want to see. I want to see. All right, Greg. Thank you, brother.
All right, man. Thanks a lot, brother.
All right, guys.
All right. We got a sneak peek at this week's Inside the Parker
podcast.
I never miss Inside the Parker. It's coming your way next. Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
I'm living on the air in Cincinnati. Cincinnati, WKRP. That was a good little show. And I lived in Cincinnati at the time, so you know I enjoyed it. Did you like that, Rob? WKRP in Cincinnati?
I love that. Are you kidding? That's one of my favorites, WKRP.
Yeah, that was a good show.
Especially the beginning. In Cincinnati. I told you this before, the real station, it was named after Chris, is WKRC in Cincinnati. There's a WKRC in Cincinnati.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. I actually lived in Cincinnati at the time. So it was WKRP.
During the show was on?
Yeah, I was a kid. Yep. It was, you know, that's one reason I liked it even more. But all right, we're coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios, and we're brought to you by one of our favorite cities, Las Vegas, the greatest arena on earth. Plan your trip today at visitlasvegas.com.
Now bring in the closer.
Strike one.
Strike two.
Strike three.
He's out.
Here's why MLB is better than the NFL or NBA, and it isn't even close.
Reason number 995 why baseball's better than the NFL and the NBA. First, let's tip our hats to the Tampa Bay Rays, who clinched their playoff berth for the third straight year. That's right. Whether fans come there or not, they still keep playing and are making the playoffs again. But here's the best part. You know, in some sports, maybe, you know, you can't always keep the game notes or fudge it a little bit. But in baseball, you can. The Rays found the notes from the Blue Jays on how to pitch people, right? Like the cheat sheet. And guess what? They didn't return it. They kept it. You know? I mean, when Tom Brady and Bill Belichick and the Patriots were doing Spygate and checking out on defensive signals, you know, they got the largest fine in the history of the NFL. That's what Belichick got. In baseball, nothing. Losers, keepers, finders, weepers, right? That's what it is. Is that how it goes? Pretty funny. But hats off to the Blue Jays. Even if the stadium ain't packed, the Rays just keep winning. And you know what? They will be playing once again in October. There you go. Inside the Parker. Make sure you listen, you rate, you share, subscribe. The podcast has been going strong. Our third year doing it. Rob G is my producer on it. It's been a lot of fun. So let's keep it going. We'll be doing a podcast every week throughout the playoffs. And then once we get into the offseason, we give you a fresh podcast every month during the baseball offseason. So there you go. And tonight, Chris, today, the White Sox, they won the AL Central. So teams are starting to clinch with about 9 or 10 games left to go in the season. Still going to come down to the one everybody's watching is the Dodgers and Giants in the NL West. It's so imperative. You got the two best teams in baseball, the Dodgers and the Giants, and one of them will be a wild card, and one will be able to be knocked out of the playoffs in one game. So that's why that division is like such a dogfight, because two of the best teams are in the same division. The Yankees, Red Sox, and Blue Jays are duking it out in the AL East. That's going to be interesting. It could be Yankees, Red Sox, and I think wild card game, which would be very, very interesting to see how that plays out, because the Rays have won the division. They're going to the postseason for the third year in a row. And it looks like the St. Louis Cardinals came in out of nowhere. We thought it was going to be a battle between the Reds and the Padres. Both have slipped bad in the NL Central. So this is going to be a very, very interesting postseason. I'm looking forward to it because it's been a great baseball year so far. But all right, the final hour of the show is coming up. So stick and stay. It's the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.